بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعرف الشيخ اول زومي وقت شيخ حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده في موسم حج سوره طيبه چلے جب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم
میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہو تاکہ سب کو طواف حرم سہل ہو سب ہو تاکہ سب کو طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر اپنے کعبے کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے مگر دوستو پاسبان حرم ہے مگر دوستو پاسبان حرم ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم کیمروں میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبے سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے، یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے، ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم، ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم، قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں، قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں، درمیان حرم روزہ محترم، درمیان حرم روزہ محترم، جا کے طیبہ میں دے، جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جاں، جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جاں، اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم، اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی ہے حاضری، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا. These ashar have got great, great lessons for us. We should, and a great enjoyment of that it is in poetic form. Some people feel that this ashar, nazams, etc. is not part of deen. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained that on one occasion, Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him to sit on the mimbar and told him to answer. He was the main shair of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Others also, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is also famous for her ash'ar. So then he and answer all the attacks which the non-Muslims are making against the Muslims. So Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit said beautiful poems. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, carry on. Until finally he said, I said 100 ash'ar, sitting on the mimbar in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But of course, all the conditions of Shariat must be met. There must be sincerity, it must be for our Islah, and it must be to get the benefit of deen, not for our nafs to enjoy, that we just enjoy the sort of the tone of the ash'ar, etc. Also, it must be, for example, to listen to the ash'ar, man to listen to females is totally haram. Woman can listen to man, but that also should be with precaution. Not such a person whose voice is like a girl's voice, for example, etc. And with a niyat that it must be for our Islah and to gain close proximity to Allah Ta'ala. Qawwali people also say there are also poems in the love of Allah. And many of the poems are very beautiful poems with great love of Allah, love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, many of them got words of shirk also, where they take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a higher level than what he is according to deen. So that is wrong. But the others also, then it is accompanied with music, with the drums, beating of drums, etc. And now all the musical things, the guitars, all those things are also part of it. So that, of course, makes it totally haram. Just singing the praises like Allama Busairi's Qasida Burda Sharif. And we find it is on YouTube also. And many people, women also sing it, etc. And many with music behind it, that makes it totally haram. And the example of this is explained very beautifully by Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that for example, a person's clothes have become so dirty, he hasn't taken a bath for so long, that there is lice on his body now, his clothes have got lice. So we won't say that don't wear clothes because the clothes got lice. What we will say, wash the clothes and take off the lice. So all this here, where all the wrong is, that we don't say stop it, but take all the haram out of it. And when the haram is out of it, then it is all right. So the many things which basically the worldly education is necessary, and in some aspects it is farz-e kifaya also. That, for example, we all have to eat, we need houses, we need clothes, we need cars. So with the worldly education, that will come. But now that it has become secular, and they took out Allah from the whole equation, they took out religion, that has made it haram. So just take that aspect out. And that's the duty of those Muslims who are concerned of the welfare of the Muslims in dunya. It's their work to do that. That they take out all that haram, and then the permissible, it's no problem with that. Take out all the lies. So in all our matters, we should understand our deen properly. So anyway, ash'ar are a great source of not only islah and only tazkiyah, but also to take us to high levels. And many, in perhaps all of our mashayikh, in fact, a person like Hazrat Manana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, those who knew Hazrat, he was in Medina Sharif all the time, and how staunch he was on the sunnah, etc. And nobody will expect that he would be also listening to ash'ar, etc. But his close associates, we explained that, for example, when they were with Hazrat in Raiwind, where? In Raiwind. Then after all the programs are finished at night, 12, 1 o'clock, then they would have ash'ar majlis behind closed doors. And then they would say this ash'ar, they would sing. And this ash'ar enhances a person spiritually very greatly if it is done correctly. If it is done wrongly, it harms a person very greatly also. So all the haram things must be taken out. So yeah, it is beautiful, just see. And when it's rendered also so beautifully, and Allah make us, we understand it in the original form. And those who will know our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqsa Sahib, and his nature, his temperament, his mizaj, they will even enjoy it much more. So the title of this poem, Su'e Taiba, Chale Nabi Ke Qadam. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam walked towards Medina Munawwara. Now that must come in our mind, the whole hijrat. And every aspect of hijrat has got volumes and volumes on it. Encyclopedias and encyclopedias can be written, not on the whole hijrat, all the different from the starting, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam informed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we are going to be making hijrat. And then as they left Makkah Sharif, on the outskirts of Medina Sharif, walking towards Ghar-e-Thur, and then the Ghar-e-Thur itself, the world's volumes are not enough to explain all that, and all the other aspects of this wonderful journey of hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all that is the outward hijrat. And the real hijrat was for the sake of Islam. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was bent on spreading Islam in the world by the command of Allah Ta'ala. People of Makkah would not allow it. And for that sake, he left Makkah Sharif. And the great love that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had for Makkah Sharif. But in spite of that, for the sake of deen, that deen must spread in the world. And people must get hidayat, must find peace of mind, contentment of heart, enjoyment of life in its true sense. For that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat. So the spiritual aspect. And then again hijrat also, which comes in a hadith. Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. The real muhajir is who makes hijrat from all haram, from all the wrong things. That is the true muhajir. So this hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just the title alone has got so much in it. Meri kismet kaha ye tawaf haram. And Hazrat starts the hijrat also from Makkah Sharif. Not only the great aspects of Medina Sharif, but from the tawaf. And who will know more the value of the Kaaba, of the Mataf, of the Haram, than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make tawaf or any ibadah, the value of that ibadah, we can make exactly the same. But today, of course, we can't. Even quantity-wise, we can't. But if we could also, the quality is impossible. But what heart, what devotion and passion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every ibadat was, every word of his was. Just like, for example, Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was busy in her dhikr. And mashallah, normally it is women engage more in dhikrullah than men. They devote their times more. So after, when Fajr time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left her, she was sitting in her place making her dhikr. And about Chash time, before Zuhar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back in the house and found her still sitting. He asked, from that time you are sitting? She said, yes, from that time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I have said this tasbih 3 times, and I got more sawab than what you got. And what was that tasbih? Subhanallah, subhanallah bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. And Allah reward. Our shaykh should always refer to Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh as muhaddith azim. And there is no doubt in what a great, great muhaddith he was. He explains this, that it isn't as we would normally take it outwardly, that this word, this tasbih, Subhanallah, 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 wa bihamdi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsi, wa zinata arshi, wa midada kalimati. That is the tasbih as we see the words. And that this has got the value. But he has explained it isn't that. And this tasbih is only really Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Not even Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. It's only Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. But then the value by the concentration and the thought behind it, which only Allah's Nabi could have, that made it so valuable. That saying it 3 times with that concentration. It is just like, for example, you have in mathematics, algebra, x to the power 2, x to the power 10. Now that just that to that power makes it more. It's still the same x. One is x to the power 2, and one is x to the power 20. The x is still the same, but the power has made it different. Well, commonly it is in many fields, but especially in the education field, a teacher who teaches, and he's getting a certain salary, he's teaching certain classes. But if he does some degree, university degree, now he still perhaps will be teaching the same, but because of the degree, his salary now is double or triple. Or he even now is given promotion in his teaching. He goes and teaches higher classes now. So what was it? The teaching course is still the same. But now that quality that came in it because of that. And these are only worldly examples for us to understand. Otherwise these things They nothing. They are H. They not even zero. They are minus, but just to make us understand. So the same way, this tasbih, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, now the concentration, the thought, how much of Allah's praises. Subhanallah, Allah is pure. Bihamdihi, with all the praises of Allah. How much of this? The basic, the nafsi zikr is only that. But adada khalqihi, as much as the creation of Allah. So much Allah's purity. So much Allah's praises. Adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi. How, what will please Allah? لا أحصي ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. You are as you have pleased yourself, praised yourself. Nobody can know Allah as Allah knows Himself. Only how much Allah has inspired people to know Allah, so much they know Allah. And everyone's share is different. But Allah's praises, Allah is unlimited, His praises are unlimited, His qualities are unlimited. So, subhanAllah, bihamd, adada khalqihi, all His creation, adada khalqihi, wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, the weight of the throne of Allah. And what is that weight? So much Allah, Allah's praises, Allah's purity and Allah's praises. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ And according to the ink that writes the greatness of the words of Allah. And they are limitless. Allah says in the Quran Sharif that if you bring the seven seas and you double the amount also, and all the trees of the world, from the branches you make pen, and you write the praises and the greatness and the qualities, the sifat, etc. of Allah Ta'ala, all this will get finished. And it will really not even have touched what the greatness and honor of Allah Ta'ala is. Now the same word, Subhanallah bihamdihi, now how value it has become. That is what adds value. The same way we can understand, and we should all make effort when we make our dhikr also. Not that we are making dhikr and we are paging through a kitab also. We are listening to some other program also. And we are engaged in other things also with that concentration. Then even a little zikr is a lot. And otherwise, a lot of zikr is also very little. At the same time, we must not be discouraged. All of us must understand that zikr with complete indifference, no concentration. In fact, a person just sitting in a zikr majlis, sleeping also, is more better than everything of this world. Whatever there can be in the world, it is far more superior. But compared to zikr of concentration, that zikr of concentration is far superior than that zikr of being unmindful. And thus, how somebody told Hazrat Mohammad Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali and many of our akabir that we can't concentrate in our zikr. Hazrat said, make shukr, at least one part of your body, your tongue is engaged in zikr. Though your mind is not in zikr, your heart is not there, perhaps your body also, you are involved in some other work. And many people, while driving, we're making zikr, etc. While doing other things, we are making zikr also. The basic zikr, we must do it with full, sitting one place, devoted, turned to Allah, with wuzu, facing qibla. And then the rest of the time also be engaged in zikr. But our basic zikr, we should do it like that properly. And then carry on with all zikr. So, our namaz, for example. One is, and don't compare with anyone else. Compare with ourselves. One namaz we make, and we didn't get tawfiq of thinking of Allah. A namaz of ghaflat. And we ourselves, another namaz we got, and full concentration. From the beginning to the end, what is the difference of the two namazes? What great difference it is. So just like that, the whole of deen, and all this effort of our islah, and our greatest islah is namaz. And namaz also, we must make namaz, namaz. Then namaz will make us. If you maintain your car, and you service it everything properly, your car is going to service you. But if you don't service your car, you don't fill petrol also, you don't check the tire pressure also, the water, oil you don't check, it can be a brand new car, the best car in the world, but it will leave you on the road. If you don't service it, you service your car will service you. And in that we can extend it and think also, you service your wife, look after her, treat her properly, and within the limits of Sharia, then see what service she will give you. The same way, if her wife services her husband, does what is supposed to be done according to Sharia properly, then the husband will also look after her like that. So everything, if we do it properly, we get the proper results. So this we should learn from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And the first thing, Meri Qismat Kaha Ye Tawaf Haram, that where me today, and it's the tawaf of the Haram Sharif, in the Mataf, my feet are there, where am I? And I just think a bit of my history. What am I? I know what gunas I've committed. I know how much gunas are filled in my heart and my mind. I know that in my body, while I'm making tawaf, blood is flowing in my body without which I can't live. And that blood is napak. And Allah just concealed it. If one drop has to come out and flow from its place, now I'll have to go straight away and go and make wuzu. I'll have to go and purify myself. I got urine in my bowels as I'm making tawaf. I got stool in my bowels as I'm making tawaf. Allah has just put parda over it. And Allah has given the hukam, as long as it's not outside, it's in you. Realize who you are. What is in me? What am I? Where am I fit to make this tawaf? And the tawaf, the hapa, the Kaaba, park, pure place. The most honorable place on the surface of the earth. The greatest place. The masajid are the greatest. And Kaaba Sharif, Ummul Masajid. The mother of all the masajid. What is the value of the Kaaba? And I'm there and I'm making tawaf also. Where I'm not fit for it at all. Kahan main aur kahan ye tawaf tere Kaaba ka? Where am I and where is the tawaf of your house, O Allah? You are giving me. And again, that is so great, but even more greater, I'm not really making tawaf of the Kaaba, because outwardly, as Hindus accuse the Muslims, they say, you people worship, tell us we worship idols, you people worshipping the Kaaba. And you are running around the Kaaba, making your tawaf, etc. You are facing the Kaaba when you make dua, when you make namaz, etc. So you're also worshipping a stone. The Kaaba is also a stone. But it isn't that, we all know. And this is, therefore, why we should come to majalis of the mashayikh, etc. That we learn that it isn't really, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, and that is what makes that whole Hajj and Tawaf valuable, that it isn't around the Kaaba, we are running around Allah. That is the mazhar, the place of expression of Allah, the focus of Allah's Rahmat. Allah's Tajalli, Allah's Rahmat is focused there. So we, by our action also, that we are, and anyone who makes Tawaf, and he thinks I'm running around Allah, so to say. Allah is everywhere, all the time. But so to say, I'm running around Allah. Just like a little child wants something from its mother. And running around the mother, sometimes coming from the front, sometimes from the right, sometimes from the left, sometimes from the back, telling the mother, pleading with the mother. Like that we're pleading with Allah Ta'ala. And the child also, it knows I'm not pleading with the body of the mother. That body is also a dead. The inside, the ruh, that is alive. That is what making that mother speak. What will make the mother give the child what the child wants. The outward body is really a dead body. Though it is only working, it's alive temporarily. As long as the ruh is inside. So if we also making a dead tawaf, that is what we will get in return. And we're making a living tawaf of the living being of Allah Ta'ala. And then we are making that tawaf. So Nabi's tawaf, we can't imagine. And any the great, great sahaba, awliya, great ulama, mashayikh, how much of marifat they have got, that tawaf we can't imagine also. Our namaz, just want the starting of namaz. We can't imagine it and compare it with those people who have got to whatever degree the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, we all are lifting our hands, we folding our hands, and we are reading the same Surah Fatiha. But there's a world of difference. And that each one can understand when we were small children, perhaps even 5-6 years, and we were making some namaz. What kind of a namaz was that? Most probably it was a namaz without wuzu also. It was a namaz not even facing Qibla. And now what Allah has given us, what is the difference between this namaz and that namaz? Like that we should see what the awliya, their namaz, what it was. And our namaz, what it is. So this tawaf also, meri qismat kaha, ye tawaf haram. Jis zami par chale the Nabi ke qadam. When Nabi Ali salatu wasalam made tawaf, and today I'm making tawaf there, what audacity have I got? What right have I got? I shouldn't. But it's hukam, ma'amur bihi, we have to. But realize that I'm not fit for it at all. Jisse chipke the kal sinai anbiya. And then another aspect, more closer than the tawaf, we've gone closer to the Kaaba, to the multazam, the place between the Hajar-e-Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. And at this time, all of our hearts should be there. All the fortunate people are there. At this moment, there may be how many people who are at the multazam? How many are waiting for their turn just behind there? And they are waiting long and patiently. And when they get the opportunity, so we, without having to wait, from here we can be there. And we can be right in the front of the whole, jump the whole queue, and we can be making, and that is what we should be doing. We should be connected, especially at this time, when all suna hai, ke tere dar pe, tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. We have heard that, oh Allah, all your lovers are gathering by you. Hey, like anyone, whatever he's passionate about, whether it's like in tabligh and ijtima, whether some jalsa, or anything in the world, also, not the right example, but for us to understand, unfortunately, the World Cup, and I'm mad about soccer in the World Cup. I can't be there because I'm sick or something, but I'm there. I'm not there, but I'm there all the time. Like that, we should be there at the Kaaba Sharif now. And the momentum is building up now. The Hajis are keeping coming on all the time. They are entering the Haram. Planes, loads of Hajis are coming from the four corners of the world at the Hajj terminal. From there they are coming to Makkah Sharif, and all the time at the doors of the Haram, the people are entering Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik. We should be also part of that scene. We reading our Labbaik, we hearing the Labbaik of others. How common it is, we are busy making tawaf, we are making our duas, but suddenly we hear the dua of somebody else. And such a beautiful, he's making his dua, we just stop and we just listening and saying Ameen to his dua. So what beauty, what a scene there now is carrying on. So that place where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, all the great awliya at Multazam, they were all there. And they just gave themselves over. Like in Sajda, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The most closest a person is to Allah is when he's in Sajda. Like that, more closer at the Multazam we are with Allah. Though we are not in Namaz. And when we're making our namaz also, when we come to Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, then immediately fly with the plane of our thoughts and be there at multazam. And then hand ourselves over to Allah. Just before that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Then be in Medina Sharif. Be at the place where you love to be, in Riyadul Jannah. Be at the Qadamain Sharifain there, and be present there. And from there, go immediately to Kaaba Sharif. You don't need a ticket, you don't need visa, you don't need the train, you don't need anything, and you can be present and see what's the value of your namaz now. That you, You that instead of going to all the places of the world, all the wrong places, go to these places and make our namaz like that. Mere seena ko hasil hai wo multazam. With my heart, today I am there present. And every namaz we can be, even besides the namaz, we can be also present. Our thoughts should be there. A mu'min, he will be there. He won't be anywhere else in the world. Dast bakar, dil bayar. Our hands will be in our work, but our heart will be with our Allah. All the time, even we are engaged, it looks like we are very busy. One person, we had come to the haram. A great arif, great wali of Allah, who had, Allah had granted him kashf also. That Allah shows those people who have kashf, things which other people can't see. What is happening somewhere else now, what is in the heart of a person, what is going to happen, Allah shows them. So he saw one person engaged heavily with du'as at the multazam. But when he cast his eyes on his heart, he saw he's completely unmindful, ghafil. His heart is not there, it's just all outward show. And there was nothing in his heart. From there he went to buy something in a shop in the bazaars of Makkah Sharif. And there he found one person serving 10 people, giving this people goods, giving that one change, collecting money from that person. All 10 people he's serving. And he cast his eyes on his heart and he saw that he's busy with Allah all the time. He's busy outwardly, so busy with all dunya's things. But his heart is with Allah. That is what is required. Our outward form of Shariat, Sunnah dress is compulsory. We have to have that. But it mustn't be just the outward show. That we got our big amamas on, our beards, our kurtas, everything. But our heart is not in deen. And there are many, many of us who unfortunately are like that. And many of us, consciously we are like that. We wear all these clothes, this maududi. He was very against the ulama. So somebody asked him, but you also keep a big beard and you're against the beard. He said, I'm just keeping it to fool the Maulvis, to make them think that I'm also one of them. But he was totally, he was a complete modernist. And that was also later in his life. At one stage, he was also very proper deen, everything he had. And he wrote very good kitabs also. From that, we all should be afraid also. We don't know what the future holds for us. Shaitan, how much ibadat he made, how much knowledge he had, how much marifat he had. But he was cursed and thrown out of Jannat and thrown out to Jahannam forever and ever. So we have to be very careful. So we must not be fooled with our present condition, with our outward condition, with our titles. We should be always afraid of Allah Ta'ala. And the heart must be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Mu'ajaza hai ke alate peymana thai. It is a miracle that at a time when there were no measuring instruments as such, there wasn't geography. The word geography, mathematics, all this did not even exist. And at that time, the Kaaba was at the perfect center of the earth. Till today, in the geographically, to determine the center of the earth, there are two methods, and both methods, if they use, the dead center of the earth comes where the Kaaba Sharif is. Allah made it there, and at that time, there were no measuring instruments, no compasses, no radars, nothing, but Allah made it at the dead center. When Hazrat Amr ibn al-As, to Tunisia, which Sahaba went? No. Let's see. One of the Sahaba who went to Tunisia, most probably, Kairawan. When he went there, they wanted to know the direction of the Kaaba. And they had no instruments, they couldn't measure. So he said he made dua at night. And he slept. And in his sleep, he was shown the direction. And in that, they made their masjids according to that. And afterwards, when they had the instruments and to check, they 100% correct. Yeah. And today if we are 2-3 people We have to make namaz somewhere. We haven't got a compass or something. Each one, one will face this front. Other one, my tahari is this side. Another one say, my tahari is this side. And everyone according to his tahari, his namaz will be correct also. And all are facing different directions also. So, but how Allah has made the Kaaba. And all the, not only the center of the world, physically, geographically, mathematically, or whatever other means, but in reality, all it is the center for the world. All goodness is what the Kaaba Sharif. A non-Muslim American, during COVID time, when he saw all that the Masjid Haram Sharif is also closed. The wafs are stopped also. So he pleaded, a non-Muslim. He says, please keep all that going, the tawaf, the namaz facing, because the world's goodness is connected with that. All the goodness, and it's clear, when Qiyamah will come, the time will come when Kaaba will be destroyed. And the Kaaba will not be left also. Then now, up to Jalsa Ujar Gaya. The Jalsa is finished now. Take off the tents now. Everything is over. Qiyamah will come then. So as long as the Kaaba and all the masajid of the world and deen is alive, as long as there is one person to say, Allah, Allah, Qiyamah won't come. But when there isn't any person left to even say Allah, then Qiyamah will come. So the life of the world are not the universities, not the parliaments, not the politicians. It is those people, the Sufis in their little corners where nobody notices them. Allah, Allah, Allah. That is keeping the world going. According to our thinking, even as ulama and as learned people, we say our efforts. We made Darul Uloom, Deen is alive because of that. Tabligh Jamaat, Deen is alive because of that. Khankas, because of that, Deen is alive. Now, Deen is alive with those people with how much sincerity, that old lady sitting in her room, sickly, but she said quietly, Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah is listening to her. And Allah listens to everyone. Who was the lady? Khawla. Hazrat Khawla radiallahu anha. She came and she was whispering to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala her complaint. Speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha couldn't hear also. Right there, Allah was hearing everything. Allah, qad sami Allah, wa taqeed. قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ. That Allah has heard her. Allah is hearing. So that lady, poor lady, sickly, but she's making, that is keeping the world. Not all the farms and the agriculture, not the universities and all the corporate world and the big, big business centers and the big, big factories. That's not keeping the world going. That's a mu'min who understands this. And a kafir, his thinking is like that, that all the things of this world are keeping the world going. Waste dunya mein hai Kaaba muhtaram aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And Allah made it, Allahu Akbar. And this is the magnanimity and the greatness of a person, that he keeps his rights the lowest. His rights are the greatest, but he keeps it the lowest. And he, like for example, a person who is a wealthy, prominent, good person, he got akhlaq, everything, he will eat very little, he'll feed everyone. He'll overlook his needs, he'll spend his money on other people. He will see to the comfort, everything he'll do for others. He'll make every sure everyone is sleeping, then he'll go and sleep perhaps just for a few minutes. And before anyone is up, he is up to see to everyone. Though there's a magnanimity, Allah is the greatest. And Allah doesn't sleep, and he gives everyone sleep. Allah doesn't eat, and he gives everyone food. Allah doesn't get sick, and he gives medicine and cure to everyone. Allah is that greatness. Allah Ta'ala wanted to give us namaz or sawab of namaz as though we are in namaz 24 hours. Allah made 50 namazes for us. But then Allah reduced it to 5, but the reward is still of 50. Allah didn't reduce that. Allah is still giving the same sawab. Allah Ta'ala said, make my zikr zikran kathira, lot of zikr. And on top of that, wawe mughayarat, wasabbihuhu bukrato, separate from zikr, make the tasbih of Allah. And that also morning, evening, all the time. But then Allah said, just remember me a little time, and I will suffice you for all the time. Little zikr, just the tasbihate fatmi after fajr and after asr, at a bare minimum, at all 2 minutes, 3 minutes, hardly 3 minutes, and 23 hours, 57 minutes, Allah says, I'll look after you. I'll see to all your needs. Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, slaughter your son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And that also, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah, what great ulama we have got. The world together cannot produce the ulama of Islam. What great ulama that Allah, he said, inni asbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. Those, there are mashallah many ulama who know Arabic, that is the mudari. I am busy slaughtering you, present and future, not anni zabahtuka, that I've slaughtered you. No, I've just saw that I'm slaughtering. And that is what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. He was slaughtering. But Allah made the knife blunt. Allah didn't allow the knife to cut. So that was a different part. He was slaughtering. What Allah commanded him, he did that. He slaughtered. So Allah Ta'ala says, slaughter your son. And what Allah accepted? A ram. A sheep. And that also Allah sent it from Jannah. And Allah's Qudrat, it was the same sheep which the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had slaughtered. And when Allah wants to give life to the same animal, He gives life to it also. Though it was slaughtered at that time, Allah gave life to it, and it was brought again. And the same sheep was slaughtered again. So Allah Ta'ala, or banwaya ghar apna yu, Allah's house had to be the biggest house in the world. Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, but He made His house so small. A little child can easily make the tawaf, especially at a time when the crowd is not so big, and you are making tawaf just around the Kaaba, right at the Kaaba, hardly 2-3 minutes, and your 7 rounds are finished already. So Allah made it so small. Sahel hota sabko, ke sahel hota sabko tawaf haram. So that the tawaf would be easy for everyone. Warna malik, agar ghar banata bara, if Allah made His house, which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, if Allah made it from Makkah till Jeddah, and then kha ke ghash girte sab zaire, we shouldn't have been made one shot also. To go one time around the Kaaba from walking from Makkah till Jeddah. And that house should be still small. Again, according to the greatness of Allah, that's also a small house. But Allah made it so small, that now we just make on the first floor tawaf, we get exhausted, we get tired. But Allah Ta'ala, Allah asked for sacrifice, but Allah doesn't take the sacrifice. Allah wants you to be prepared from your heart, but Allah doesn't take it from you. Allah has wanted Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter Ismail, but Allah didn't take him. Allah gives us our full wealth that we have got. And for 1 year we didn't use the extra on which zakat is compulsory. One of the conditions is hawlani hawl. The whole year must pass on it. So whole year passed. All the conditions of summer, winter, autumn, spring came. All your needs for a whole year, you didn't use it. And what Allah gave you, all that was, what was compulsory, was to give that whole 100% away. Allah said, keep 97.5%. And just give 2.5%. This is our weakness. We see the 2.5% going, and that our heart comes out from each place. Because you don't look at what is going, see what is left behind, 97.5%. And that 2.5% is to protect that 97.5%. That 2.5% is to give barakat in the 97 for your benefit. And you don't want to even give that 2.5%. Your zakat might work out to 2 million, 5 million. According to your status, 10 million. But what you got behind, billions you got, that you're not looking. You think, oh, million is going out. 100,000 is 100,000 my zakat. Oh, too much zakat. No, don't be so small in your sight. Look at what is left behind. And that little that is going is to purify this, to protect it, to give barakah in it. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. Allah give us the reality of our deen. And this is the time that we attach ourselves to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the Qurbani, all these aspects of deen, and these valuable days to value them thoroughly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.